So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
It's the Shipping Container talking to you on a Monday. We are bringing it strong today. We got Izzy Gutierrez in the house. I don't know why I say in the house because we're all in different houses. I'm still adjusting.
In his house.
Yeah, Izzy's got the nice background going. He just invested in a green screen. How's it going, Izzy?
I'm going good. How are you guys doing? Roy, I know that nobody can see this, but I had that rock wall in one of my houses growing up. Like, it brings back so many memories. Man, I was not ready for that this morning. Yeah. Like, I'm thinking of my third and fourth and fifth grade years, and whew, it's a lot happening those times.
Yeah, I came with the house. I don't like it. I wish it was gone.
No? Oh, no, I recommend
keeping it. Roy, how was your Father's Day?
It was nice. My wife really did some good things. She made breakfast and dinner, and we went out driving, and she got me a weighted blanket for a gift, so it was very nice. Oh.
Was it a 20-pounder?
It was 30 pounds.
Ooh, weighty. And how are you get out of that thing?
Yeah. Yeah, and did it feel like when you're sleeping with it, like did it feel like you're just getting a nice little hug? Because you seem like somebody who, when you're sleeping, wants to be hugged.
I'm just going to be hugged
right now, actually.
Roy, how do you like your weighted blanket? Tell us.
Yeah, I could have used it the night before. The past two nights, the sleep hasn't been great. It's pretty good.
Did you use it last night, Roy?
Yeah. And I get awakened 2 hours earlier because my wife had to leave for work, and then my daughter woke up because she noticed she had to leave for work and then started crying and then chased after her. So I had to wake up and look at the Claire.
Was there ever a point where you woke up scared because you thought you were being held down by another person? Because a 30-pound weight blanket is something you got to get used to. Like, you can't just get used to sleeping with 30 pounds on top of you. So it's like if you try to move your arms and legs and you can't, all of a sudden you're like, whoa. Obviously, that's happened.
No, obviously that happened to you. No, it's a blanket. I had in my mind that there's a blanket on me that weighs 30 pounds. So it's kind of easy for me to.
You had it in your mind at all times, even when you fall asleep. Like,
yes, even when I fall asleep.
Who made lunch? Because you skipped lunch there. Your wife only made breakfast and dinner.
Mm-hmm. We went out, so we didn't really have lunch. We weren't that hungry.
Did you break Cody out?
No.
No? Okay. I've heard he's out and about. He's pretty much everywhere.
He's a recluse, that guy. Don't even get me started.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking before we started, Tony and I, how yesterday and on Father's Day, we both had pool days and we enjoy a good pool day. You know, what's better to you guys, like on a weekend? Like, how is your weekend in the most optimal scenario? What are you doing on a weekend to enjoy your time? Izzy?
Ooh, that's a tough one. So probably, man, like I love really seeing my nieces and nephews. But I could probably eliminate that on a weekend. I'd say
don't love them that much. Wow.
There's got to be some like outdoor activity early on, mm-hmm. so you can just sort of get the energy and the stuff out of the way, because you can't just be like sitting and drinking and sitting by a pool all day long. Right. Okay? That's my alarm.
That's a fine.
I don't know why I said it for 8:50 when I said I was supposed to be on with you guys by 8:45, but whatever. So it's got to have some sort of like early day activity. Maybe, you know, some sort of sport or something. And then you just kind of find a place to chill, maybe a pool or something, and just drink and have some friends. And I think that's a pretty good weekend.
Yep. Billy?
Yes?
What's your optimal Saturday?
I like to not really have a lot to do. I like to just kind of play things by ear. Mm-hmm. Here, there's not a lot of things that are open, which is perfect because then there's not a lot of things that I have to do because I can't really do anything. My building has a pool. If I go maybe lay by the pool, because they have a whole thing now where you know, they limit the number of people that can go, and you only have like 2 hour increments that you can go. So like you
go, right?
You need to be out 2 hours from now, which honestly, it sounds kind of annoying, but not really, because it's hot out. So like if it, you know, it's 1 to 3 and it's like 95 degrees, feels like 98, like how much longer do I want out there than 2 hours, you know? So
I've actually got you policing everybody else there and be like, sir, you've been here for about 2 hours and 5 minutes. It's time to go.
I do kind of, I haven't seen them like come and kick anyone out or anything like that, but I do wonder because like obviously I'm there and I'm like keeping an eye on the clock and I'm watching. I'm like, come on, we got 10 minutes. We got to start wrapping this up. Like telling my wife, like, we got to go. So that, yeah. And I'm looking and I'm like, you know, those people seem like they've been here longer than I have and no one's really telling them anything, you know, but I did get caught by one of the people in my building once before, like before they closed the amenities and the pools down the first time. So there's different ways to get to the pool. There's like a common, like if you go up the elevator, there's like a common area or whatever, right? But you can also get to it by the stairs. So like they're inside in the common area, kind of seeing who's coming in, who's going out, right? Mm-hmm. I like to take the stairs sometimes. So I'll take the stairs and then I make my way like to the pool. So if I'm going to be honest with you, the first time I saw that they were limiting people, there was like a sign. They were limiting to like 10 and there's like plenty of room, right? So I saw that it was closed, but I wanted to go see something else, but I couldn't get out to the balcony because it was closed. So I just took the stairs and I got there and I walked by and someone came out the door and they're like, hello, Guillermo. And I'm like, hey, I just, you know, my wife said she was coming to the pool, but I guess it's the other pool. Like we're good. We're good. And I don't even know if they were like coming to like investigate why I was walking around out there when not checking in at the desk or what exactly was going on. But I immediately was like, I'm sorry. Like I mixed up pool, different pool. So my bad.
What was Billy, what's your perfect Saturday or perfect weekend? I have a question for you though, because I also went to my community pool that they opened up. We finally ventured out and went down to it. There's no time limit on it. It just opens at like 10 in the morning and closes at 5. So the people that work here come around 5 o'clock. All right, everybody's got to go home. I was laying out and I was like, you know what? It's hot. Let me get into the water. And when I got into the water, it was like getting into a bath. The water was like 92 degrees. It was insufferable. Did you get into your pool and say, wow, it's way too hot? Like what kind of temperature pool guys are you?
So I didn't go this weekend. This weekend I went to a farm to buy succulents.
Wow.
But I went last weekend to the pool and it was nice. It was refreshing. I mean, it's a small pool. It's only like 3 or 4 feet deep. It's not like you could dive into it. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the temperature, but it was like, it was very refreshing. It had been like months since I had gone in a pool because I don't like know anyone that has a pool that I can just go in all the time. I love it. I like a cool pool when it's a hot day out. A cool pool.
Cool.
Roy?
Tony, do you think it's because people peed in this pool? Or like,
No, because it's too big. It's too big for that many people to pee in it and then it be,
right.
The temperature be changed. I think there may be a hidden heater somewhere.
A heater.
But yeah. And I mean, I got in and I was sitting on like one of those like sunken in kind of chair things. Mm-hmm. And I was like sweating from how hot the water was. It was horrible.
That's a bougie pool. Only bougie pools have those little sunken little chairs.
Billy and Anthony, are you guys the most famous people in your buildings?
No, I'm not.
No.
Tony lives like with some UFC fighter.
Right?
Yeah, there's a chick who fights for Bellator, and she lives right next to me. Hmm. And she's probably the most famous person you know what? There's actually a couple UM basketball players that also live here. I forgot their names, but maybe they're more famous. I'm like third tier famous in my apartment complex. Yeah.
Interesting.
Roy, what about you and the outdoor pools and your optimal Saturday?
I'd rather be on the couch.
Oh, all right.
That's Saturday with nothing planned is really underrated.
Oh, that's great.
I've also learned, by the way, that everybody's I have no plans isn't the same thing. Like everybody's, hey, I want to do nothing isn't the same for everybody because I'll have weekends where I'm like, I want to do nothing, right? And then like I'll get the response like me too. And then we're doing like 30 things. And I'm like, this is not what I intended when I said not. Like, I meant like nothing.
Somehow you're at Walmart for 2 hours. It's like, this is not nothing. We're at Walmart right now.
I mean, or like at someone's cousin's birthday party. Oh. Or something. It's like, this is not nothing. This is something. Like, the opposite of nothing.
You get like quick nerves when your significant other asks you, hey, do we have anything this day? And you're just like, no, I don't want anything on that day. Just leave it alone. I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't want like my reaction to give it away. You know,
do you guys,
or the pre-stalled, like, you know what? I gotta see. I think I have something that day. I'm not 100% sure. And then you kind of like push it out to a little bit further. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, it's this day. And I'm like, oh, I got something to do.
I almost always say I have to check, but I know that I probably don't have anything, right? But I'd like to make, listen, it seems like me and Anthony are on the same page here. So like, I'd like to make a pact with you, Anthony, an alliance of sorts, a social alliance, right?
Deal.
Where moving forward, if you have something that you don't want to do and I have something that I want to do, we'll just say like, I'll say like, I think it might be Anthony's birthday, or I think it might be, you know, Anthony's something, right? We'll figure out exactly what that is, but then like moving forward, and then obviously when day comes, just be like, it must have gotten rescheduled or whatever, so that way it can always kind of be like pushed back, and then you could do the same for me. And like,
true,
we don't have like super tight relationships where like your wife knows like my situation. So like you could just say, I mean, she probably or may know that I'm married. So you can't say that it's like an engagement thing, but like,
feel free. No, she knows you're married. She knows
that's going to work. Billy, that's going to work. But
use my birthday, use, you know, whatever.
Technology.
My birthday. I know you've been to those. Use that.
Technology is a B word, Billy. You have to actually really work this out, right? So you guys need to start off by creating a calendar. Right? You create a calendar and you put the dates in there, right? And then when your, you know, wife, girlfriend, whatever asks you, hey, cause this is going to come, let's just share our calendars on Google so we know when everybody has every, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then when you do that, you already have some dates filled in. Boom. And you can further, if she says, hey, look, you're clear on this day, you're like, oh, you know what? I think Anthony told me we had something that day. Let me check real quick. I didn't put it in the calendar yet. At least that gives you that sort of, you're organized and she knows you're not completely BSing even though you are.
Interesting.
This is a different level of organization. I have not considered the calendar sharing. Cause like, I won't put things like on my personal Google calendar. Like, I'll put them on my, like, iPhone calendar. Like, if I have a doctor's appointment or whatever, or I have, like, an engagement party or whatever it is, like, I'll set myself a reminder on my, like, iPhone, right? Like, the Google calendar I pretty much just use for, like, work-related things, or, like, if I have a meeting or something. Well, I guess that's work-related, too. But, like, I'll do stuff like that on there. But you're saying that you've had to share the Google calendar in the – interesting. I haven't –
I get a hard time all the time. Like, why didn't you put that in the calendar? I don't know. I don't put stuff in the calendar necessarily. I've got to have to be trained to do that.
I feel like
should we just set out a bunch of like dummy dates and like,
ooh, yeah, like,
you know, it's something
you don't even have to
like make stuff up
on it. Just put like a purple star and a bunch of dates and just be like, I know that's something with Tony, or a bunch of green stars. Oh, I know that's something with Cody. And you got yourself covered a lot of days there.
But I'd like to just like, and I mean no offense by any of this, I don't want to actually do anything with you guys. Like, don't take that the wrong way. Like, I don't want to fill up my calendar with events with you guys. I just kind of want to use you guys as excuses to get out of events. Sorry, Chris. I got a secret blessing the other day. Oh, alarm. I got a secret.
It's alarm o'clock.
I have a, you know, something. It's Anthony's engagement party, guys. It just set off the alarm.
Number two.
So I got a secret blessing the other day, and I don't know how you guys feel about this.
Sessing.
So, I've had to go in the past to like couples baby showers, right? Mm. I think we've talked about this before. I'm not a fan of those.
Yeah.
I feel like at times I've been included in them, and like that's a thing where like, well, you know, we don't want to feel like the guys feel excluded from the baby showers, whatever. It's like,
exclude us.
Feel free to exclude me. No offense here. Like, I'm happy to not go and have to like, you know, lick chocolate syrup out of a diaper, whatever it is that you do to like, because it's like fake poop. And then
chug
like
out of a bottle.
You know, exactly. I'm good kind of not really having anything. Oh, try to, you know, guess the weight of the baby. Like, let's be real. I'm not going to follow up with you on that. So like, I don't know if I won, if I lost. Like as it is, I bought these raffle tickets from Izzy like 2 years ago about something. And I have no idea who won that. I haven't even checked. No, I was just like, all right, Izzy's collecting.
Win. You didn't win.
Yeah. Yeah. Lost. You see, I was like, Izzy's collecting for charity. Like, okay, I'll buy a couple. And then Chris's like, I'll buy 500. And it's like, okay, I guess I feel like I have to buy 500 now also. So thanks, Chris.
I think I gave $20 worth.
Whatever it was. But the couple's baby showers, I'm good not being included. Yeah. And guess what? A blessing, guys. There's a baby shower coming up. Last time that there was a, you know, this couple had a baby, I was invited. This time, no invite.
Yes.
Just for the girls. I was
victory.
Like, thank you.
This is in well, the
my
same-
wife just left. My wife yeah. just left right now. And
I can talk freely.
Now I can talk freely, but before she yeah, left,
double checked right there. See if she's
yeah,
gone.
Made sure right.
Like I put it on PLC. Mute.
Exact. So
I'm worried. I'm worried because my wife has not left.
At, that's what I apartment. Was thinking when you
really. I think they're onto us. I think they're onto us. I think that's the problem. So I had to put it on mute to say, "All right, I love you. Bye." She's going to go out for a little bit. The last word she said to me before she closed the door. I'm making sure I'm listening to this local hour. And I was like, okay. So I think they may be onto us.
Edit.
Be careful.
All right. I feel like we have Billy. Are we not hearing Billy? Did something happen with Billy? But Izzy, let's get, before we move on too far from this, I feel like this peeing in the shower, peeing in the pool thing is a conversation that you wanted to get in on. So explain yourself. Where do you stand on both of those?
Well, and I mean, it's
just what were your thoughts on just like the reaction of Twitter last week to that?
It's frustrating that the high and mighty, the wrong side of history, 20% are acting like they're above everybody. Okay. Let me start here, Chris, because you made the observation that just made me cringe the most. Can we talk about drains for a second? Let's talk about drains for a second.
Let's.
Because it is the most disgusting thing inside of a house is the drainage. And it doesn't matter what, the drain of a sink. You ever clean out the little filter thing, the strainer thing after a couple of days of, mm-hmm. of doing it? Holy shit. It's disgusting. Okay. It's disgusting. So in all of my drains at home, especially in the shower, these things have to be flowing. I mean, just flowing. There's no slow drain. If I am in a shower anywhere, and it starts to puddle to, I am out of, that's the quickest shower I've ever taken. Okay. So when I hear you talk about the possibility of the hair clogging the shower, and believe me, I grew up with a bunch of girls in my house. I know exactly what this is, but damn it, Chris, clean that out.
Well, that's
clean true. That out. Like either you or her, clean it out, do something. Because again, it doesn't matter what's on my body. If I'm washing it off, I don't want to be sitting in it. I don't want to be standing in it. So why Look, is your clog so drained?
That is a fair point. I need to invest in more Drano, and I'm sorry for that. But that was my reason for not peeing in the shower, okay? So it's not like I'm sitting here saying like,
that
yeah.
That was the reason for me not to shower. that's so gross, all right? And so that to me, just like you can't even have that argument because, of course, if you're urinating and it's still in the shower and you're standing in it, that's not great. But my drain is – TMI, directly in the middle of the shower. I'm standing right over it. And so it is, but even in hotels or situations, if it's like toward the front, like I'm making sure that everything's flowing in the right direction. And then it's gone for good. Okay. And for everybody who says it's like so disgusting, just use the toilet, man. If you've, oh, this is stupid. I can't start by saying if you've ever gone number two, but when you go number two, like there are things that can happen. And things that can touch certain areas of the, yeah. That is the most disgusting thing in the world too. Like, you act like that's super clean? No. Doing it in the shower is not that bad. You are cleansing yourself. And I really want people to do the research on how gross pee really is. And whether it is this like disgusting, wasteful thing or if it's something
sterile.
Else.
Sterile.
Right. There you go. Right. I mean.
I just want to make sure the record is clear on this for like the scroll at ESPN. Izzy poops in the shower?
I do not poop in the shower. That is disgusting.
I mean, you just, I just got lost in the, you were talking there. And
yeah, I know. I was just trying to make it sound as if the toilet was so especially clean. It's not really.
Look, right? I'm with you. The pool thing, I think, is something else. Like, what about the pool? Now, where do you stand on peeing in the pool?
It is disgusting. It's too much. Like, I know that possibly chlorine does something, right? Mm-hmm. But if I'm standing next to you and I'm all of a sudden slightly warmer, I'm going to freak the f*** out. Like, no, I'm sorry about that. I'm going to freak out.
Okay.
Because that's just, I know what just happened. And I don't know if I trust chlorine that much. I don't really, like, again, I don't think it's dirty and disgusting, but if I can feel it, then it's on me. That's not something I ever want to experience.
This is the big misconception I think that people are having when they think of peeing in the pool. Cause people have been coming after me pretty hard about, I'm vile. I pee in pools and I'm not swimming around seeing like, hey, do you want me to pee on you? Like I go in the pool like 4 times a year. Okay. And I'm with my immediate family. I'm not like crushing pool parties at Vegas. I'm not talking about like in group settings where I'm just like letting it rip at any moment. Okay. I'm talking about in a family pool. You know how it goes. The wife is hopping in and out of the pool. Your kid is running around. So there's plenty of instances where I'm alone in this pool because I'm just with my arms on the side of the pool, just vegging out for like a full 90 minutes in this
pool. I can picture that too, right? It's a great look for you.
My dad's just getting me White Claws every time I need it. Like, I'm never leaving the pool. So like, and if I have to go, I swim away and no one is ever the wiser. Okay. This is not like, and like I said, I do it like a few times a year. This is not, I don't go into the pool to urinate. Like, this is just, and it's, I'm not hurting anybody. Nobody is hurt by this. No one ever sees it. No one ever feels warmth. No one ever sees
bubbles.
So you don't
ever feel like, somebody knows that you're peeing.
Well, no.
Like, while you're doing it, do you ever make eye contact with somebody and they're just like.
I'm a savage at it though. Like, I'll start moving around. Like, you move around so you get some bubbles formulating. You start swimming. If you ever see me taking like a casual lap to the deep end, you're like, why is Chris just like all of a sudden in the deep end? It's because I'm trying to get some privacy and then pee a little bit.
So here's a TMI. I don't know if I actually could, especially with like, I have, you know, a little bit of a nervous bladder. Like, ooh, it's just there. And so in public, I always believe that, like in a pool, I believe everybody, that you're just going to catch me. It's just going to happen. And so it's like, I'm just going to go ahead and get up. Like, I don't have to go that bad. Just gonna go, especially at a house party or like with family situation, like, yeah, you can go into the house, I'll soak, it doesn't matter. Not really doing it in the pool.
Come on, man, you're missing out.
Am I?
Someone else defend me. Tony, you're a pool peer.
Of course, I went yesterday, actually. So funny story. As we were at my in-laws.
Pleasure in this urination, by the way.
So I went to my in-laws yesterday and we were having a Father's Day thing over there. And, you know, the kids jumping in the pool, people, you know, hanging out, drinking. But what I do is I'm a little bit more tactful with it, right? I see everybody doing their thing, and then I'll just kind of like exit stage left to a part of the pool that there's nobody there, usually by one of the pumps, and just kind of hide in the back, do my business, and then leave. I'm not out there.
So the thought process being what? Like, I'm tired, I don't want to get out. Or it's convenient, I have to go so badly, I don't think I'll make it. Or just, hey, I'm going to do this because I'm in a giant body of water.
I'm in a giant body of water. I'm also, you know, I've had a couple, so I don't really feel like getting up and trying to do the work of going into the pool, getting out of the pool, putting the towel on, going inside. The floors have like a really slick, like, you know, top to it. I could fall. And now when you talk about the dangers of slipping, how many people slip and die across the country? I feel like Billy would have that number, but I don't want to be one of those. I can't. So for me, it's a safety hazard if I go into the pool or if I go into the house trying to pee. I can't.
I think more people die of blimp accidents every year than pee accidents by the pool.
Tony brings up a good point though. There is no, in terms of just like annoying feelings around the house, walking inside somewhere when you're really wet and dripping, it creates a mess. It's such an annoying mess to pick up. It feels like you just feel like you're dripping, like the drips that go from your shorts, you're just like trying to dry them off, but you can never. Like,
yeah, it's cold.
It's one of life's little annoyances that I feel like is highly rated up there. Like, just walking around when you're dripping wet, it's like, I'd rather just pee in the pool.
The thing is too, when you're properly hydrated and you do go, like, that
the stuff that comes out is clear and is almost water in a sense. So, you know, I'm very properly hydrated. I'm never dehydrated in the pool. I'm always very hydrated.
Listen, I'm not going to – I just talked about how, you know, the high and mighty 20% of the shower pee. It's like I'm not going to sit here and judge you that harshly on the piece, on the pool stuff. Maybe because –
Oh, just on Twitter. Just publicly on Twitter you're
going to – I don't know.
He backed us. No, I backed the right side of
his. There was something about he was like, let's move the conversation to the disgusting Chris Cody. At one point I saw that tweet.
No, and you know what? I feel like, not necessarily unfairly, but I feel like I have targeted you a few times on Twitter. And you know what? If it makes you feel better, I feel a little bad afterwards.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Have you guys seen this commercial of Ja Rule? Did you guys see this Ja Rule? Like, did you guys see Ja Rule on Twitter yesterday?
No.
Roy, you saw it?
No.
Oh, my bad. I don't want to like completely change the subject because if you had more on that, but
I don't. No.
You completely did though.
Papa Christo's Greek Deli. It's just like a local Greek deli somewhere. Then they have Ja Rule being like the front. I'm telling you, it's hilarious. It's a terrible commercial. I don't know. Like it's just, I don't know. That's it. It was funny. If you haven't seen it out there, check it out. Ja Rule Greek Sandwich Shop.
It sounds like it did its job. It got you on the hook to talk about it on a national platform, so I think it worked.
Boom. Exactly. It's really terrible.
Since we're on picking on Chris, I've got a little bit. I don't know if it's a bone to pick, but I have a question.
Picking on Chris? Okay, is that what we're doing? Go ahead.
All right, let's do it. So I asked Chris two nights ago via text. I was like, hey, I heard you said that Hollywood show is good. Should I watch it? And he gave me the yes with an exclamation point. That was it. And I was like, okay.
You didn't like it?
No. It's not that I didn't like it. I've still got the finale to watch. I've enjoyed it. What I could have guessed right away, and I don't know why, and this is just my own craziness, but the exclamation point to me, when I started watching it, said, oh, it's got a lot of gay elements to it. I know. Look at the look on Chris's face. Look at the look on Chris's face. And I'm like, here's why I said that. Cause I swear on my life, like Dan has recommended, I want to say three different movies or projects to me to watch. And all of them have some sort of gay theme in them. Oh. And I'm just like,
dude,
it started making me wonder, like, if I don't think I've ever been single and out around you guys, but maybe for like a 2 month period. But if I was single, would Chris and Dan be the guys that are like, hey, I know this guy. He's perfect for you. He's gay too. And I wonder, I have a feeling Dan would be that guy. I'm not sure Chris would be that guy. Dude. But based on their television recommendations, I feel like
First of all, I didn't reach out to you and say this show would be great to you.
I'm telling you, it's my craziness.
I am so woke that I did not even like think. Wow. I did not have 1 ounce of thought in my mind. Like when you text me about that, like, oh, like what was the like? I didn't even think like to me.
I don't even think
like the one guy like wasn't like the one the black dude was gay, right? Or
yeah, no, it just had like a bunch. There's a few gay characters.
My bad. Like I just thought it's a good show.
I know, and I get that from you, but it just makes me laugh because after that whole Dan thing from, and again, I don't remember the doc, it was like one of them was a doc and a couple other movies, but anyway, and I remember, I just laughed to myself, and I was just like, man, that exclamation point, it made me laugh, and it made me think of Dan, and I guarantee you Dan would be that guy. He would be setting me up left and right if I were single. 100%. Right.
I'll think about that next time. I'm sorry, Izzy.
But no, it's fine because I was also thinking about this, like, good Lord, like every single show has some sort of gay element to it these days. Some of it like is half the show. So there's not really much you can do about that.
I would have said it's a sexual show. There's a lot of sex in the show.
There
but like,
is,
I was not, like, I did not think like, well, I wasn't thinking that way. Like I was just thinking a lot of sex.
Okay, Chris. Okay,
all kinds
okay.
of sex. All the kinds of sex.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Keep saying the word sex, Roy.
I just wanted to make you feel a little uncomfortable, if that's all right.
Billy, are we able to hear you now?
I don't know. Can you hear
me? Yeah. Hey, Billy's back.
I'm still wondering about Roy's blanket, to be honest with you. There's a couple, there's a couple of things that I'm wondering about. One's Roy's blanket and two is, Izzy's background on his Zoom call right now.
I turned around like if I can see it when I do.
Yeah. It appears to be, Anthony's business card, I guess. I don't really know. Is that always there? Or is that?
Well, I mean, this is his spot, right? So it's his green screen and the desktop, and this is where he works. And so I mean, we could change the background for other things.
But no, it's fine.
But when he's
I don't know why I keep turning around.
When Anthony's on a business meeting, aren't they already aware of what he does? Like, it seems a bit like what's
Would you like his input on this? I can get him. If you want.
Nope? I'd like that you have a green screen in your home.
Yeah. I asked, it's Anthony's, like I said, but I asked, the folks that are around the horn if they want me to use it. And they're just like, no, it's okay. We'll just use your regular home background.
Anthony would be like, please do it.
Right? Is it obtrusive at your house? Like you walk by and you're like, oh, that's the green screen. Like let's.
Yeah. So when I come, let's see, two of you have been to my place. So, like when you walk up the garage from downstairs, upstairs.
Are you sitting where I sat when I ate pancakes?
No, that's to my right.
I ate pancakes in a group setting, by the way. That just sounds, if no one has any context for that.
What does that mean?
Came over for pancakes.
Why can't you just go to Izzy's house and have pancakes?
Everybody else.
It has to be a group setting for what's that about?
I even forgot what I was answering. It is. It's like there's times where I come home and I don't know if he's home or not. Like I've got to peek around the green screen to make sure that he's there. But yeah.
You should 100% the next time you're on Around the Horn, just have that be your background and see how long before someone tells you something. Just Anthony's business card. This is my house. This is what my walls look like.
Do you guys see it backward? Because I see the text backward.
That's how Zoom works. It's weird. Oh, okay. You see your own backwards, but everybody else sees it regular.
All right, cool. I do find it funny because it's not so much that they know what he does, but like it's four pictures of him, like in the and it's him right in the middle. So it's like, oh, they really have Anthony nightmares.
Wow. He's guaranteed that he's going to meet everybody's real estate needs. That is
guaranteed.
That's quite the guarantee.
I'm imagining. And I know we're going way too inside on the specifics of this because no one can see it. Do you think that at one point he had the business card and guaranteed wasn't underlined and he sent it back and he's like, no, underlined guaranteed. Like I can't have this. Like it needs to be underlined.
I've sat here. I've sat through and helped them edit those. And no, it was underlined the entire time. The pose was something that was thought about a bunch of times. Arms crossed pose is a good
one. Not to, I don't know that anyone's interested in this, but where do you go to do like a professional photo shoot? Like do you go to like an Olin Mills? I don't know if those are still around, but that's where I used to go to photo studios when I was, or like the JCPenney. Where do you go to do like a professional photo shoot? Or do you just now, cause like iPhones are so good that you just like, all right, this is my iPhone picture and this is my business picture.
Well, you nailed it. Two of those options. Actually, we did one at home session and then one, I believe JCPenney.
Ooh, JCP.
Are we getting you in trouble, Izzy? At one point during Billy's speech, you like wiped what looked like sweat from your forehead.
Sweating. There's these. You gotta put
Anthony.
These
I'm imagining
on.
Anthony like over your shoulder, just looking at you, like, "What are you talking about? What are you talking about?"
I do keep turning around to see if he's coming downstairs, but he's not. I always sweat. I'm a big time sweater. If I haven't like worked out by this time of the day, I'm sweating anyway.
Yeah. It's completely. I was playing golf on Saturday, and my brother-in-law. He started sweating in the weirdest place. It's not that weird of a place. And this, I don't know why I'm talking about this right now. Sweat is just a crazy thing. How some people like he sweats on his ass. That's where he was sweating. Like it was insane.
Oh,
yeah. But dude, but like all dudes get that. I thought, but like,
isn't it just the sweat collecting and just like, but the way,
you know how you see people with the armpit sweat? Like that was going on his ass. And I was just like, is this a normal thing for you? He's like, yeah, I sweat a lot. And I'm just like, oh, okay.
It's just right there.
At one point I was like, going to do an Instagram video and I was on his, like, I was like, I'm not going to post that. I'm sorry.
Is he wearing white shorts?
No, he's wearing gray shorts, but it just looked like he had wet himself on the backside. It was bad. I was just like, I don't know why I'm talking about that. I won't say his name.
You've already given away his identity. Just a little research can show who your brother-in-law is.
No idea why I went there. I think that's a good place to end. Roy, do you have anything to add to that?
No, you already embarrassed yourself, so I'm good. Yeah.
Well, I embarrassed
Hold on, because I do have a question for Roy. Yeah. Roy,
what?
You haven't been vocal whatsoever when it comes to the peeing situation. If you go in the pool, do you pee in the pool?
Yes, I have. I said no to each time, and I said you people are disgusting. Okay.
Okay. Roy, I just wanted to pry a little bit deeper.
Roy does this thing where in the public light, he's got to say the thing that is like the cleanliest, the most normal. Like he doesn't want to put himself out there. I think Roy.
I say that in the private light as well.
I think Roy is a shower peer and he won't admit it. Ooh. There, I said it.
I'm not. And you need to keep my name on your mouth because you are wrong.
Izzy, same. As a fellow shower peer, do you think about it now? Because now I've thought about it a couple times. And I'm like, these guys are idiots. Everybody's an idiot. And then I go, and then I'm happy. But it has made me think a couple times, like, should I be doing this? And the answer is always a resounding yes.
The only time I actually think about it is when I have company in the shower, and then the answer is always no. That's the only
time. Touche. So I was telling Chris, and this is Roy. Maybe you remember us being kind of like the show historian. Chipper Jones was on, and I want to say it was maybe 8 to 10 years ago. And Chipper Jones told a story about peeing on somebody's foot in the Braves locker room. Do I have those facts correct? Yes.
So he does Maddox.
Was it Maddox?
I believe it was Maddox that did
it. Was
that.
Maddox's foot or Maddox peed?
Maddox peed.
Oh.
Okay. So I knew the story was somewhere where he was talking to him. Like they're in the, you know, the Brave shower and they're talking. And then all of a sudden he looks down and I guess Maddox is just like going to town on his leg. And he has no idea. And I thought that was one of the funniest stories. And I felt like that's something that could have been brought up, but I couldn't remember exactly the details of who it was. So it was Maddox.
You would find it funny. Other people would find it disgusting. I find that both. But I would be surprised if I saw it and I would be slightly angered and I'd be fortunate that it was happening in the shower. But, that's a bit much. But you know what? Kind of feel like that's who Greg Maddox is. A little bit of a quiet weirdo. Yeah. He used to purposely, oh no.
Watch out.
Whoa. Izzy just had a,
are you good?
I'm fine. The computer might not.
Whoa.
All right.
It felt like what it looked like during an earthquake.
Yeah. I have ESPN sent me 2 ring lights and I probably shouldn't be saying this out loud because they should make me send one back, but they sent me 2 ring lights and one of them is being utilized behind the computer and they're very top heavy and it tends to just kind of topple over if you touch them a little bit.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, Izzy.
The end.
Thanks, Izzy.
Goodbye.